The brain sees what it wants to see. Yes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with, guess what, thought for today. The brain sees what it wants to see. Isn't that an interesting attitude for us to have, that the brain sees what it wants to see? When we're walking around and we're going through a crowd of people, we look across the street and there we see our mother. Oh, hi, Mom! Or there we see our friend. Hi, John! Hi, Mary! And there are hundreds of people that are walking along there. And these people are walking along and they're wonderful people. Now, there's the President of the United States and his family. There are the congressmen. There is the minister of the church. There is the professor from the university. There is all these people. And we know these people. But we look over and we see our mom. And we see our friends. We don't see all these people. We may see them the first time we walk in that environment. But after a while, we don't see them anymore. Our brain sees only what it wants to see. And what does our brain want to see? It wants to see people, places, and things that are friendly to us. People, places, and things that we are. And as we want to see that, we see that. This is exactly what our life is all about. It's exactly what makes up our entire attitude and our entire life. What is it that we want to see? Our brain sees only what it wants to see. Now, just what is it that our brain wants to see? Well, my brain wants to see all that is good and beautiful in the world. My brain wants to see happiness everywhere. My brain wants to see wholeness everywhere. My brain wants to see peace and joy and wisdom and right action and abundance and health and harmony and everything that's good. Now, if that's what my brain wants to see, and if that's what I choose to have my brain see, then could my brain see anything other than that? No, not really. Unless I'm lying to myself. Unless I really don't want to see only beautiful things. If I want to see other things, if I want to see accidents, if I want to see incidents, if I want to see experiences, if I want to see people who are having a tough time or people who are having a hard nature in life, if I want to see that, well, then I'll see that, you know? Because I'll see exactly what it is that I want to see. Now, if I look over at an incident that's taking place, and I surround that incident with my pure white light of love, and I say, all is in divine order right now, and then I look at the incident, and I see all in divine order. I do not see anything that is deleterious, that is out of line. I do not see anything that is not harmonious. I only see that which is harmonious. My brain only sees what I want it to see. But it's right there in front of you. All that terribleness and all that toughness and all that misery is right there in front of you. That's right. Just as all the people on the street are right in front of you. 100 people, 1,000 people walking along in front of you. Busy New York Street, Times Square. People milling about, going here and there and going to stores, going to work, going to visiting, going wherever they are going. Tourists looking up at the skyscrapers and gawking at how tall they are. How strange it is. But now, when you're a New Yorker, you are so familiar with being in New York, you don't gawk at the tall buildings anymore. You've looked and you've seen them, and now you're satisfied. But when you're a newcomer, you look. And if New Yorkers are interested, they can look around and see all these people looking up at the tall buildings and say, my, they're newcomers to town. they're not old people in town here. They're new people in town. And you see, they see what they want to see. Now, a little boy fell down and scratched himself, and he's in the middle of the street crying, and everybody stops and turns and looks to the little boy, and his family run over to him and pick him up and carry him to the curb, and everyone breathes a sigh of relief. He's okay. For a moment, New York Times Square stood still, and all eyes were on that little child. All eyes were on the traffic that stopped miraculously. All eyes were on the people who stopped walking down the street to look and to bless that little child in the middle of the street. Not to worry about him, but to surround him with their pure white light of love. And the parents rushed to his side and picked him up and carried him with them, because they didn't realize that he, walking with them, had stumbled and fallen to the ground and fell in the street and hurt himself. Now, our brain sees what it wants to see. Now, did everyone see that little child being secure and wrapped in the light of love and being gathered together by its parent and being taken away, taken off the street? Yes. Did everyone see that? Did some see how, where is that parent? Where is this? Where is that? Where is that? Oh, what is going on? And their brain gets all upset. And yet, if they had just all wrapped the child in the pure white light of love, as most of them did, then they would have been at peace with that situation. They would not have felt that something amiss had happened. They just looked and saw, oh, there's a little child, and his parent is picking him up. How wonderful, you know. Our brain sees what we want to see. We see the world around us, and we see our body. We spoke a while ago about how the mind tells the brain that you're walking on cool, wet moss and not on hot coals. So our brain, our mind, our brain can tell our mind that we are whole and perfect, even though we may have an appearance that is less than whole and perfect. Even though the burning coals are there, the brain is telling the mind it is cool, wet moss. Even though the hurt is there, the brain is telling the mind all is in divine order. The brain sees only what it wants to see. What is it that you want your brain to see? What is it that you want your brain to know about? Do you want your brain to know about abundance, right action, peace, health? Do you want your brain to know about these activities of beingness? I want my brain to know that, that's for sure. So, every moment of my life I'm saying I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say that, I say that, I say that. My brain is drawing from the infinite source of all, the infinite cosmic mind, the infinite being that is drawing out of my everyday experience. Ha 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 ha. My brain is drawing out of my everyday experience that I like me, that I am a likable guy, that I am a likable person, that I am a likable being, that everything I do is likable, that I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's the only thought that my brain sees. That's the only thing. My brain sees what it wants to see. And I want to see wholeness, and I want to see right action, and I want to see perfection. And so I give that thought to my brain. I give that thought to my mind. My brain is making that decision. Now, living in this human world, we are tempted to think other thoughts. We're tempted to think the thoughts of the illusions that pass through our awareness. And we don't have to give attention to the burning hot coals. We give attention to the cool, wet moss. We don't have to give attention to the ignorance. We give attention to the genius. We don't have to give attention to the poverty. We give attention to the abundance, to living independently wealthy worlds and lives and beingness. Yes, my brain sees what it wants to see. And what is it that my brain wants to see? What is it that you want to see? What is it that we all want to see? What is it that's important in our life to see? Well, whatever thoughts we put in our mind, whatever ideas we put in our consciousness, whatever attitudes we have in our thinking, those attitudes are what prevail. So, if my brain sees only what it wants to see, let's take advantage of that and let's only see the beauty, the good, the wholeness, the truth, the abundance, the harmony, all that is right. It's so definite and so right. No matter what illness you may have, no matter what limitation you may have, no matter what circumstances you may be, let your brain get busy and tell you all the good things that are going on. And the good things that are going on are that you're whole and perfect. The good things that are going on are that you are living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. The good things that are going on is everything good and beautiful. Whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. These are things that come down as biblical wisdom, spiritual wisdom. They come down as mental wisdom. They come down as philosophical wisdom. They come out of the words of the King Solomon. They come out of the words of the great philosophers and the great psychologists. They come out of the words of you and of me. Because truly, the brain sees what it wants to see. And what I want my brain to see is how wonderful the world is. What I want my brain to do is to live in this world of wholeness and purity and perfection and right action and truth, and to do it right now. My brain sees only what it wants to see. And you know, what it wants to see is how great everything is. Now, how about you? What does your brain want to see? What do you want out of life? Where is your thought? Thoughts are things. My brain sees only what it wants to see, and it wants to see all that's good right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.